This is Change Your Mindset Podcast, the podcast that helps change your life by helping change the mindset of the 99% into the 1% mindset. Here's your host, Adrian Gomez.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Change Your Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Gomez. We're going to start off by saying the very harsh reality that no one is coming to save you. I've always been the type to say as it is. Most people don't like it because people want to hear good things and want to live in a fantasy. Unfortunately, that's not how the world works. The world is very tough and very cruel. And once you realize that you're the one that has to put in the work, no one's going to save you, no one's going to do the work for you. Once you realize that, I strongly believe that you can control your destiny after that. This episode is probably going to be for the faint of heart, because I'm going to say as it is, because once you realize that, like I said, that's how you're going to change your mindset. Because nowadays, unfortunately, people play victim and a lot of people whine and complain about the position they are in. I've said it many times in these podcasts that if you live in America, you call the land opportunity for a reason. But unfortunately, nowadays, people just complain and whine on social media and pretty much all this stuff, but you have the opportunity to change your life. Obviously, a lot of people don't realize that. It's the end of the day, it's up to you. You literally hold the key to your future. Whether you want to do something about it or not, that's up to you. You got to look in the mirror and decide that. Because that same person reflecting back at you in the mirror, that's the only person that can change your life. So once you realize that, that's when you can start going. Like I said, I was never fed with a golden spoon or anything. Nothing. I was never given money. I always wanted to work for money. So I know, like I said, my dad started his own business. That's his business. He put in the work. I've seen it, and I valued his work ethic and put it into my business. So like I said, I had a job just as well as majority of people probably listen to this podcast. And probably like just the majority, I hated my job. I was depressed. It sucked. You know, having a job sucks. You go in, you clock in, you do the same routine every day, you clock out, and then you get 2 days off during the week, and then you do the same thing over and over and over, pretty much for the rest of your life. Honestly, it was depressing. I hated it. And at the end of the day, I didn't sit there and whine and complain, saying, oh, my life sucks, oh, I hate this job, or maybe I wanted a promotion, or I don't make enough money. I wasn't there whining and complaining. Unfortunately, like I said, I know people, friends that would whine and complain. They hate their jobs, but at the end of the day, they do nothing about it. They just go home, they watch TV, they go on social media, they play video games, whatever they decide to do, go blow money on stuff, shopping, whatever it is. They complain and whine, but they do nothing about it. Unfortunately, those people will never be successful in life. The people that are really successful in life are they actually do something about it. And those people just end up being very happy with their lives because they get to do whatever they want. They make a lot of money. They probably own businesses, real estate, whatever it is. They go out and get it. And unfortunately, in society, that's pretty much frowned upon. They say, you know, hustling's very bad, or you need to balance life and work. I mean, that's what we're sold, and that's what keeps most people in jobs, and you're working for the rest of your life. And they also tell you money isn't everything. Money doesn't buy you happiness. They tell you all of these things, and that's what keeps people with that mentality of being poor. And obviously, if you have the mentality, you're going to be poor for the rest of your life, and you're going to have a job for the rest of your life, and you're going to be miserable, probably unfortunately depressed because you have a job that you probably hate. At the end of the day, it's going to be a depressing life, and I don't think you were born to have a life that, you know, basically you're going to work forever, which is pretty sad and unfortunate. But like I said, when I did have a job, I hated it like everybody else did. It was a job, you know, you're pretty much like a robot. You do the same thing like everybody else. But like I said, I didn't complain and whine about it. When I got home, I used my laptop and I learned new traits. I learned something, how to start a business or what kind of business I could get into, you know, just ways to make money nowadays, because there's so many ways you can make money, especially even online. I mean, there's so many things you can do. Or you can just go out and make money. You can just do so many things to make money nowadays, and that can pretty much end up starting a business for you. Obviously, it'll be a side hustle, and then that side hustle can eventually be a business. And maybe that business can replace, obviously, your full-time job. I mean, that's the route you want to take. That's basically what I did. And like I said, I'm happy as I can be. I have my life back. I don't work for anybody else. I make my own money. I gotta take whatever days I want off. But like I said, I work 7 days a week, but that's my decision because I'm trying to get somewhere in life. I'm trying to get way ahead, and I know it's gonna take a lot of work and grind to get there, but I'm okay with that. Because like I said before, I'm okay working hard for myself and, you know, making myself better. But I'm not okay working hard for somebody else, working at a job, and pretty much making the people at the top richer. I mean, I'm not okay with that personally, but that's just my personal opinion. But like I said, I would go home and I learn traits, and that's what it takes. You majority of people just come home, they're okay, work day's over, and you know, they rest, and they usually watch TV, whatever they decide to do, and then the next day, you're doing the same thing. And that happens over and over and over again, and then you, weeks go by, months go by, years go by, and you're doing that for the rest of your life. Just like the title says, no one is coming to save you. It's 100% true. A lot of people wish and hope for things. And I look at what people wish and hope they win the lottery. Like, oh, I hope I win the lottery before it can change my life. I can buy this house, buy this car, help my family, whatever it is. People hope and wish all the time. Hoping and wishing doesn't get you anywhere in life. You have to take action. You have to go out and get it. Unfortunately, people don't want to do that, and they just complain and whine, unfortunately. That's how society is. But like I said, if you're listening to this podcast, I 100% believe that, you know, you're willing to put in the work, because why else would you be listening to this podcast to change your mindset? Because you don't want to be like everybody else, because you can do a lot better, and you're capable of amazing things. But you just have to change how you think, you have to change your mindset, and you got to stop thinking like everybody else. Stop thinking like the 99% of the population, and you have to change the mindset that 1%. And I know you're capable of doing it because you're willing to educate yourself by listening to these episodes of my podcast, and I appreciate it. But like I said, people just wish and hope for things. But unfortunately, if that was the case in this world, if everything worked like that, everybody would be rich, there would be no problems, so everything would be fine, you know. But unfortunately, the world doesn't work like that. I mean, if you come to this country, I mean, if you put in the work, you'll be amazed what the outcome is. It's a lot of hard work, but it's worth it. I think some words in people's vocabulary are very, I don't like personally, like, I want, I hope. For example, I hope I get a better job, or I want more money, or I hope I get a better car, I want a better house. It's just, I want, I hope, but there's no action ever behind it. Instead of saying words like that, how about you just say, I will have a better job. If you want to have a better job, that's totally up to you. I will have more money. I will have a better car. I will have a better house. Instead of using those words such as hope and, you know, want, stop using those words, because everyone else uses those words and look where it's got them. Probably nowhere. Start using the word I will, because that means you're actually going to do it. And once you actually do it, then you get somewhere in life. I realize trying to help people, you know, personally that I've known, you know, friends or family, I can tell them all these things. I can try to help them as much as I want, because, you know, I'm willing to help people. I'm totally fine with it, because I want people to have better lives. Because at the end of the day, I think, like I said, it's unfair that the school system teaches us to have jobs and, you know, work the rest of our lives. I mean, that sucks. They don't even teach us about money. They don't even teach us about anything. They pretty much teaches us about useless electives, which is very unfortunate. But the point is, I can teach and tell people these things so many times and literally help them as much as I can. But at the end of the day, it's up to them to do it or not. Same thing with you. I can tell you all these things, but at the end of the day, it's up to you if you're going to do them or not. I can't do them for you. You have to do them yourself. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's up to the person, but majority of people I've known personally, I tell them all these things and they like still wait, complain and whine. It's unbelievable. They're not willing to put in the work and they just continue complaining and whining and saying my life sucks, I hate my job, I don't make enough money, what am I going to do? They say all these things and they just don't take action. I mean, unfortunately, I realize people like that, you can't help them. It's unfortunate, no matter how bad I want to help people like that. I realize some people just don't have it in them, or they just don't really think they can do it. So it's unfortunate, but I hope if you're listening to this podcast, I mean, I pretty sure believe that you can do it. And if you're willing to take action for it, I 100% believe you can accomplish anything. It's a mindset. I mean, at the end of the day, it's all in your head. You control your mindset, and once you control that mindset to obviously think differently, And you'll be amazed how far you can go in life. I realized a lot lately that in this country, people want things handed out to them. And majority of the time, it's people that are born into this country because they don't realize how good they have it compared to other countries. Like I said, my background, my father obviously came from Mexico. And, you know, they came to this country legally and they put in a lot of work. They were entrepreneurs. They always have their businesses and they'd start businesses. And they always work really hard and they always had a work ethic. And like I said at the beginning, when I was younger, I didn't have the work ethic. I took things for granted, unfortunately. But I think that's how society raises you. Especially in this country, you want things and you expect things handed for you. You expect the government to take care of you, but that's not how it works in this country. In this country, if you work hard, you'll get rewarded. That's how this country has always been. And that's why it's called a land of opportunity, because you can be whatever you want, whoever you want, if you're willing to put in the work. But like I said, nowadays, people just want handouts. They want stimulus checks. They want the government to take care of them. It's always want, 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 want. Unfortunately, that's not how this country works. I mean, if that's the country you want, I mean, maybe you'll be looking for more like a communist, because everyone will be equally, and you know, you'll have the government take care of you. I mean, if that's the country you want, I mean, you could look at things like China and see how that's going for them. But like I said, this country can reward you. And I see people and immigrants work really hard. Like I said, people complain they don't have enough money. And I see immigrants that are, during, even when it's raining outside, they're selling flowers. They're trying to make money. Whatever it is, I mean, that's a sign of entrepreneurship. They're literally trying to sell something to make money. And it amazes me how hard they're willing to work, no matter what it costs. And most people who are born in this country would never do anything like that. And that's the unfortunate truth. People nowadays don't want to work. People are literally afraid of the word work. It's unfortunate, but that's how it is nowadays. You know, when I had a job, obviously I did retail, because, you know, you have to start somewhere in life, right? So obviously I did retail. And usually people coming out of high school, these younger kids, they had no work ethic. They sometimes won't even come in for interviews, or they just dress casual. It amazes me. And sometimes they won't call out for work. They show up late. They wouldn't do anything. They just be on their phone. It amazes me nowadays how society teaches people to just pretty much be lazy and not doing anything. Like, it's unfortunate they have no work ethic. There's very few people nowadays that actually have a work ethic. And people like that can get ahead in life. Like I said, that's the society we're in. Like, all this social media, all this TikTok brainwashing you to just be on your phone and do nothing to improve yourself. It amazes me, like, how sad the messed up society has gotten. And I think now more than ever, it's really important to be the best version of yourself. Because, unfortunately, people nowadays, they're okay with being average. They're okay with being normal. And it's unfortunate, because I think everyone wants to strive to be the best, no matter what situation you are, no matter who you are. I think in your life, you should strive to be the best. You should not live day to day having a job, working paycheck to paycheck. Nowadays, 61% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. That's a crazy number, in my opinion. People are just barely surviving, and I think that's unfortunate, because obviously, like I said, schools don't teach you about money. They just teach you to graduate and have a job. And people don't know how to manage their money, because you go out and spend your money. And worst things worse, like, people are spending money they don't even have anymore. So obviously they're putting that money up to credit cards. And which is even worse, because now you're in debt, you're paying interest, and now you're gonna dig yourself a bigger hole. It's just sad how society is going nowadays, and it's getting tougher and tougher for people nowadays. And I think what separates, obviously, the rich from the poor is financial education. And it hurts a lot of people nowadays. And there are people that are willing to obviously educate themselves, like yourself, if you listen to this podcast, because you're willing to financially educate yourself. You want to start, obviously, make a difference in your life, because you're probably tired of your life. You're probably tired of how you're living. And if you want to make that change, I mean, that's the first step. I mean, I respect that a lot, because nowadays people don't want to make a change. People are afraid of change. It's funny, because when I used to work with my employees, they said they hated their job, right? And they wanted a different job, or they wanted to do something else. But the thing that would always stop them from, you know, moving on was they were comfortable, or they were scared. So, I mean, if you don't take that step or that risk, I mean, you're pretty much going to have that job the rest of your life. And till this day, when I keep contact with them, they still have that job. And it's sad and unfortunate because they can be capable of, you know, amazing things. I mean, they're good workers. And if you're a good worker, like I said, you can do something else, whether it's a better job or, you know, start your own business, whatever it is. And you have that mindset and work ethic, you can be whatever you want and you can strive for greatness. But like I said, people are okay with being comfortable and average. And sometimes I feel like people just, like I said, they want someone to save them. They want somebody to take care of them and, you know, help them out. But that's not how it works. No one's going to save you. And once you realize that, that's when you can start, you know, actually putting in the work and, you know, stop blaming or pointing out other people and wishing and hoping for things. And, you know, you start putting in that work yourself. Because, like I said, no one's coming to save you this year. It's 2023. It's the beginning of the year still. And if you're waiting for, or hoping for something to happen, it's not going to happen. And like I said, I think this year is going to be very tough for most people. I think it's going to be a very financially tough year, in my personal opinion. I really hope I'm wrong. But I mean, how everything's looking, macroeconomics, and, you know, people are watching, study. I mean, they're all saying the same thing. It's not looking good, in my opinion. And they say the same thing. So, I mean, it's everywhere. You just see it everywhere. Prices are going up. You know, it's just seen it so much. And I covered it in my prediction in 2023 prediction podcast episode. But it doesn't look good. And if you're wishing and hoping for things right now, you're going to dig yourself a big grave this year. And it's unfortunate. But I know if you're listening to this episode, you're going to do something about it after this episode. And I hope you do. And I'm pretty sure you will do. But like I said, this year is going to be difficult. So if that means you need a second job to get some more money, I mean, by all means, you got to get another job. If you need to find a side hustle to make more money, do a side hustle. Whatever the side hustle is. There's so many things you can do to make money. Maybe you mow some lawns or whatever it is. You sell some items, whatever. It could be so many things. Or you want to learn a new trade. Seriously, you can just go on YouTube and you can learn a new trade just off of that. And that'll help you with the extra income. And like I said, who knows? If you like it so much and you're making good money, that little side hustle can end up being starting a business for you. And you can just quit your job. And, you know, you'd be a sole proprietor or a contractor. That's totally up to you. But I mean, you just have to start going at it this year. Like I said, it's not going to be easier. You know, you can't play there and play victim, complain and whine, because those people, I strongly believe those people this year are going to be very financially poor. It's going to be a very rough year. It's going to be very difficult for them. If they're going to complain and whine, they're going to be in for a rude awakening, in my opinion. But like I said, it's up to you. At the end of the day, you know, like I always say, the person looking back at you in the mirror is the only person that can change their life. So do what you will with that. But like I said, you just gotta make progress every day. It doesn't have to be big progress. Just make progress every single day. You know, people do a lot of New Year's resolution. I mean, like I said, just make progress every day. And then you'll see how far you get in 1 year. And after that, you see how far you got. Do it again. And obviously, you keep growing that progress over and over every year. Keep compounding that, and you'll be compounding your money if you keep improving every year. And you'll be amazed in how far you'll get with that. But just keep improving. Like I said, just don't be wasting your time, because that's what everybody else is doing. They're just sitting down, complaining, whining, and hoping, wishing for whether it's a better life, better job, more money, you know. Just they're wishing and hoping. And meanwhile, those people are doing that. You'll be in there putting in the work, making things happen, and you will make more money, and you know, you will be successful. You just have to change that mindset and stop, you know, playing victim, because that's what society's taught you to be. You know, it's unfortunate, but you just have to go out there and get it. I know some people are probably thinking, man, this podcast is harsh, or, you know, that's mean. Whatever it is, you know, it's tough love at the end of the day. You know, like I said, I say things how it is. I'm not going to pee around the bush. I'm not going to sell you a fantasy. Everything's going to be okay. Life's going to be okay, you know. That's not realistic. That's not how the world works. Once you realize it's going to be hard and it's going to be tough, you know, those people are the ones that are going to survive. So I'm not going to lie to you and all this. That's not who I am as a person. And I hope if you do take this advice, you're willing to do something about it, because the majority of people will not. And if you, like I said, if you're listening to podcasts, I know you're not the majority of people, because you're willing to change your mindset because you're listening to this podcast. Don't be average like everybody else, because your potential far exceeds the limit of everyone else, because everyone else caps out their limit and they're okay with it, unfortunately. But like I said, you can keep going, keep putting in the work nonstop, and you're going to get somewhere in life. But like I said, it's not going to be easy. It's a lot of hard work, but it's worth it. I can promise you it's worth it. This podcast might have been a tough one for you to swallow, but like I said, the name of the title is No One Is Coming to Save You. I mean, it's the truth, and once you realize that no one will, it's all on you, then that's when you can get going. So like I said, this podcast was not for the faint of heart, but I'm going to say it how it really is in reality in life. So like I said, it's just tough love, and I hope you obviously realize that this year is going to be tough and no one's going to save you this year. It's all on you. So we decided to do it with this episode, and we decided to do it with your life. It's totally up to you at the end of the day. So I appreciate you listening to podcasts. You know, if you want to send this or share this with other people that maybe they need to hear it, I mean, by all means, please do, because maybe it'll help them as well. Because like I said, maybe I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are wishing and hoping for, you know, things, or wishing for someone to save them, but that's now reality. So if you know someone like that, maybe you want to share with them, by all means, maybe it'll help them. I'd appreciate that as well. Wherever you listen to this podcast, if you would like to subscribe, I appreciate that as well. So I always appreciate you listening to these podcasts and taking the time out of your busy day, you know, to change your mindset. And hopefully these podcasts, as always, do provide value for you, because I mean, at the end of the day, that's my goal, to help you out. And I hope it does help you. So thank you again for listening to this podcast, and I appreciate you, and I wish you all the best, and keep fighting the good fight. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Change Your Mindset Podcast. Be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. As always, change your mindset to change your life.